Civics 101 is supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Hey, I'm Hannah McCarthy.
Nick Capodice here.
And this is Civics 101. Today, we are bringing you our latest installment of Civics Shorts.
A behind-the-scenes look at the First Ladies of the United States.
It's created with middle schoolers in mind, but all ages will enjoy.
It just seemed to me such a shame when we came here to find hardly anything of the past in the house. Hardly anything before 1902.
Do you know who that voice belongs to, Christina?
That sounds like First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy. Isn't that when she was giving a tour of the White House?
Sure is. I have a soft spot in my heart for Jackie O. Something you may not know about me, my maiden name is Kennedy.
Wait, so your name is Jacqueline Kennedy? That is so cool.
I like to think I taught my namesake everything she knew about being a global fashion icon.
But hold on. Jackie O was more than just chic. As First Lady, she was a champion of the American arts and preservation.
I know when we went to Columbia, the presidential palace there has all the history of that country in it, where Simon Bolivar was, every piece of furniture in it has some link with the past. I thought the White House should be like that.
I'm Jackie Kennedy Fulton.
And I'm Christina Phillips. I have a much less cool and exciting name.
Today on Civic Shorts, we're talking about the First Ladies of the United States.
FLOTUS, hostess with the mostest.
Put on your favorite inaugural ball gown and pick a cause to champion, because we ride at dawn. Oh, look, it's dawn.
From the moment when the train bearing Mrs. Roosevelt drew in at a red-carpeted London platform, the news of her arrival spread rapidly. The whole of Britain rejoices as out of the royal coach steps America's First Lady to be greeted by her host and hostess, the King and Queen.
As long as the United States has had a president, it's also had a First Lady.
Typically, the wife of the current president.
Being First Lady isn't an elected position.
But she still has duties and responsibilities.
The role comes with a budget, a full staff,
and some sweet perks.
Like a clothing allowance.
Being able to travel the world.
We just arrived in Beijing last night. This morning our first stop was to the normal school, or the number two school here in Beijing, where I got to meet with Madame Peng. She's a very gracious lady who is very focused on education, as I am.
Martha Washington,
wife of George,
was our first First Lady, though she didn't go by that name.
She was known in her lifetime as Lady Washington.
Julia Tyler wanted to be called Mrs. Presidentress. I like that.
Wherever she goes, she is storing up a wealth of information to pass on to the president.
America has had 46 presidents and 54 First Ladies.
Not every single president was married.
Some were bachelors or widowers.
In those cases, relatives or friends actually stepped up to serve as the hostess of the White House.
Called surrogate first ladies. Like Harriet Lane, who was the niece of 15th President James Buchanan.
I feel like it would be much easier to be first lady if you weren't married to the president.
Non-spousal relatives who performed the role of First Lady are not officially recognized by the First Lady's Library.
I guess it's all about that marriage certificate.
Next, a visit to the First Lady's exhibit at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History.
And there is no official duty. Each First Lady remakes the job. We like to say based upon her own interests, the needs of her president, of the presidential administration, and the expectations of the American public.
As the founding First Lady, Martha Washington hosted parties and receptions, creating a model for what future First Ladies would do.
And I would work very closely with the First Lady on who precisely sits where. Where would we have the most engaging conversations?
The first course is sunchoke ravioli and a Reggiano cream, paired with a 2017 Sauvignon Blanc.
For most of the 19th century, First Ladies kept a low profile.
Women are to be seen, not heard, eh?
Coming up next, the secret presidency of Edith Wilson. Edith Wilson married Woodrow Wilson after his first wife died in the White House. And when he suffered a massive stroke in 1919, it was Edith who guarded access to the recovering president.
Things started to change in the 20th century as the First Lady took on more responsibilities.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to give you a behind-the-scenes look at my office here in the East Wing.
Today, the office of the First Lady is located in the East Wing of the White House. It's part of the Executive Office of the United States.
It has a multi-million dollar budget.
The First Lady has a staff,
including a chief of staff,
press secretary,
and chief floral designer.
There's just so many fragrances in here right now because of all the different varieties of flowers. And Mrs. Bush makes the final decision.
Flostis with the Mostest hosts fancy state dinners for visiting dignitaries.
Picking out the china, meals, seating arrangements.
As the spouse of the president, they have the president's ear. Here is Lady Bird Johnson giving advice to Lyndon on how to deliver a speech.
You want to listen for about 1 minute to my critique, or would you rather wait till
yes,
tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready now.
I thought that you looked strong, firm, and like a reliable guy. When you're going to have a prepared text, you need to have the opportunity to study it a little bit more and to read it with a little more of conviction and interest and change of pace.
So, since it isn't an actual paid job or elected position, can the First Lady also have a paying career?
They sure can. Dr. Jill Biden is the first to have a full-time job while serving as First Lady.
She's a teacher, a community college professor, a mama, a grandmama, and oh, yep, she just happens to be the First Lady of the United States. Let's welcome Dr. Jill Biden, everybody!
But Eleanor Roosevelt had a part-time gig. She continued to be a radio commentator and public figure.
Years ago, most people never dreamed of eating margarine, but times have changed.
She'd definitely be an Instagram influencer today.
Nowadays, you can get a margarine like the new Good Luck, which really tastes delicious. That's what I've spread on my toast. Good Luck. I thoroughly enjoy it.
She sold a lot of bonds, face creams, and fake butter.
Miss Roosevelt donated the money she earned while First Lady to various charities.
The margarine Mrs. Roosevelt has just recommended is New Good Luck, the light margarine.
First ladies are sometimes used as a way to bolster the president's image, making him seem more likable.
Do you do an impression of your husband?
Oh, we all three of us have good impressions of Barack.
Would you mind sharing it?
He's like, well, no, I'm glad you asked that. Let me just answer that in 3 points. One.
They don't always see eye to eye with their husband's policies. Some have let their disagreements be known publicly, like Betty Ford.
He opposed the Equal Rights Amendment.
The Equal Rights Amendment is a necessity of life.
She supported it.
We kid about it, and I often say, well, I can remember well there was a time when we couldn't even vote, so.
Flotuses with the Mostesses have championed many different causes.
Say yes to your life, and when it comes to drugs and alcohol, just say no.
It is never okay when a 12-year-old girl or boy is mocked, bullied, or attacked.
It's a double-edged sword, because FLOTUS isn't an elected official. Some people don't take kindly when they think the First Lady is overstepped.
Hillary Clinton, for example, felt the wrath when championing for health care reform during her husband Bill's first term.
Your husband has had a tough time lately in terms of the public perception. There are some people who believe, had you not been in charge of health care, some of these embarrassing fiascos wouldn't have happened.
I am very committed to doing what he's asked me to do, which is to work on health care. And, you know,
First ladies are held under a magnifying glass. Their every choice, outfit, and hairstyle held up to scrutiny.
Recent kerfuffles.
The First Lady was caught on camera wearing shorts. And some people think this is a big no-no for a First Lady. The First Lady was also criticized for wearing a sleeveless gown to the inaugural ball.
Melania Trump found herself in hot water after being secretly recorded complaining about being expected to decorate the White House.
I'm working like a
I know Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yeah, but correct? 100%. You have no choice.
First ladies have been expected to give up whatever career goals, aspirations, and autonomy she has in service to the career of her husband. The First Lady is expected to be graceful and nurturing even in the absolute worst circumstances.
In her audio diary, Lady Bird Johnson described being in the motorcade when JFK was assassinated in 1963.
The Secret Service man began to pull, lead, guide, hustle us out. I cast one last look back over my shoulder and saw a bundle of pink, just like a drift blossoms, lying in the back seat. I think it was Mrs. Kennedy lying over the president's body.
Hours after seeing her husband murdered, Jackie Kennedy stood in her blood-stained Chanel dress by Lyndon Johnson as he was sworn in as president. It is said that she refused to change clothes because she wanted the world to see what had been done to her husband.
With the general election right around the corner, the nation may just witness the ascension of the United States' very first female president. With the first female president, the first gentleman is also a distinct possibility.
The office of FLOTUS is not a constitutional role, so it can and has evolved over time. Will the role still exist when a woman is elected as president?
Or when we have an LGBTQI plus president? Will it evolve into an actual paid role for a professional non-spouse?
This episode was produced by Jackie Fulton, Hannah McCarthy, Nick Capodice, with help from Christina Phillips and Mitch Skocke.
Erica Janik is our Lady Presidentress.
For more civics fun, visit us at civics101podcast.org.